slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1964.
We have now arrived in May of 1964. What were things like in Half Moon Bay back then in 1964? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, 50th anniversary of phone service in Moss Beach. Moss Beach is celebrating its 50th anniversary of telephone service, with 110 residences and 34 businesses having phones. The Moss Beach Exchange was established in 1914, the same year the first transcontinental cable was tested. And Half Moon Bay High School Band prepares for Sunday Parade. The newly organized high school band is spending many hours rehearsing, getting ready for their appearance in the annual Shamarita Parade. And planners reject Sausage Factory zoning requests. The Half Moon Bay Planning Commission has rejected a request for a sausage factory and restaurant. The two businesses would have been located at the corner of Highway 1 and Roosevelt Avenue. And now for a little history in the making for my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Opening day of baseball season down at Smithfield became a day to remember. Dedicated coaches, parents, grandparents gathered to watch their sweet, uniformed kids get ready to take the field. The stands were filled, the snack bar stocked, and eager parents and players were lined up by team for the opening ceremonies, which was short but very meaningful. I'm not sure who gave the kickoff speech, but it was inspiring and filled with good ethics for kids to abide by. I wish I had recorded those remarks, but our good friend Kathy found them along with the pledge by parents and volunteers. Well worth sharing if you haven't been part of one of these opening day ceremonies. The Little League Pledge. I trust in God. I love my country. I will respect its laws. I will play fair, strive to win, but win or lose, I will always do my best. The Little League Parent Volunteers Pledge. I will teach all children to play fair, to do their best. I will positively support all managers, coaches, and players. I will respect the decision of umpires. I will praise good effort despite the outcome of the game. Keep calm and play ball on. And when you're on your way down to Smithfield, feel free to stop by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1964, and the U.S. Congress authorizes war against North Vietnam after three North Vietnam torpedo boats attack a U.S. destroyer in the Gulf of Tonkin. Meanwhile, after three civil rights workers are murdered in Mississippi, President Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act. However, violence continues to increase in many American cities. A young, talented boxer by the name of Cassius Clay wins the Boxing World Heavyweight Championship from Sonny Liston. In other news, the most powerful earthquake in the United States history, at a magnitude of 9.2, hits South Central Alaska. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. receives a Nobel Peace Prize, and the United States Surgeon General reports that smoking may lead to lung cancer. How much do things cost in 1964? With an average income per year of $6,000, it will cost you $13,000 to buy a new house, 21 cents to buy a new loaf of bread, 5 cents to mail a letter, $1.25 to go to the movies, and $3,500 to buy a new car, and 30 cents a gallon for gas to driver. Popular movies include It's a Mad, Mad World, My Fair Lady, Mary Poppins. In popular music, if you turn your radio on, it seems that all you'll hear is music by this group called The Beatles. No wonder, since their first hit in January, they have charted 19, yes, you heard it, 19 top 40 hits. They have earned so many gold records, we wonder if there's any left at Fort Knox. Here's The Beatles with still another one hit, I Feel Fine.
Baby says she's mine.
There's a female group that is very popular on the charts, having 3 number one records this year. Here's the Supremes' number one hit, Where Did Our Love Go?
Baby.
As we travel back in time with the KHMB Time Machine. Until next time, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.